Bringing iPad minis on board. At Scott Air Force Base, pilots are trading in paper maps for iPad minis. There are two things you notice right off about the C-21A passenger jet under the command of Air Force Major Jared Detlef. First, the cockpit that Detlef shares with his co-pilot is small and cramped. Second, the space directly behind the cockpit is jammed with a mountain of printed maps, navigational charts, and flight manuals, nearly 50 pounds of paper that must be tossed out and replaced as the maps and manuals are continuously updated. Not surprisingly, Detlef and his fellow aviators at the 375th Operations Group jumped at the chance to serve as guinea pigs for an experimental program to see if an iPad mini tablet could replace the manuals and charts that make up the traditional paper-based flight bag. So far, the new electronic flight bags are working better than expected. Detlef acknowledged going through a learning curve as he made the transition to an electronic tablet after a career spent relying on printed books and charts. There have been some differences, but so far the reception has been very positive, he said. Collecting the data. On a recent mission to Washington, Detlef slithered behind the C-21A's W-shaped control yoke. Onto the yoke's column, he attached his iPad mini. With a few deft movements, his index finger darted across the iPad's display screen, pulling up the flight plan, followed by the departure procedure. Detlef is in charge of data collection for his unit, which means he switches off from relying on the iPad mini with his co-pilot, who relies on the paper maps and charts. After each flight, the two answer questions on a survey form to assess the iPad's effectiveness. At the end of a 90-day trial, Detlef will tabulate the data, write a report, and turn it in to the Air Mobility Command, based at Scott, which will make the final call. Weight equals cost. The cost savings of the switch to the iPad mini could be significant. Each year alone, taxpayers spend $25,000 to replace the 375th Operations Group's paper manuals and charts with updated printed documents. With an iPad mini costing slightly more than $500 apiece, the devices essentially pay for themselves relatively quickly when you look at how often we have to replace the paper, Detlef said. The Air Force figures to save millions more in reduced fuel costs in light of the fact an iPad mini weighs less than 11 ounces versus the 50 pounds or more of paper it would replace. Private sector came first. The Air Force's adoption of electronic flight bags follows the path already being cut by civilian aviation. More than 2 years ago, the Federal Aviation Administration allowed Alaska Airlines to toss out its paper flight bags for tablets, resulting in the savings of 2.4 million pieces of paper and fuel savings from reduced weight, according to a statement the airline released. United Airlines followed suit, deploying 11,000 iPads to all its pilots, resulting in an estimated yearly savings of 326,000 gallons of jet fuel, the airline announced. Benefits and drawbacks. The 375th Operations Group received its first iPads about a year ago, along with four other AMC units. But the 375th's air crews quickly discovered the regular iPad 2s were too big for the cramped C-21 cockpits. When the mini came out, we said this would really meet our needs, said Detlef. While the iPad mini has so far been a hit, it does suffer from one big drawback. Right now, there's no way to use the C-21A's electrical system to recharge it in flight. So, If you're going on a long day's mission, you have to make sure it's fully charged prior to the mission, he said. We didn't have to worry about that with paper. Vocabulary focus. Jump at something. Learning curve. Slither. Deft. Assess. Tabulate. Follow suit.